quite Friday yet. It is Wednesday. It is the 3 o'clock half hour, and that means it sounds like change with the Maggie Dawn Show's special guests from Emily's List. Today, we've got Christina Reynolds. She's the Senior Vice President of Communications and Content. Thanks again, and as always, Christina, for making time. We've been talking about the changing contours and demographics of this new 119th Congress. A lot of backsliding, less Republican congressional women, female representation in Congress. And when I turn and look locally, again, and I mean across the state of Wisconsin, I'm not seeing a whole lot of Republican women rising to leadership ranks. I've seen them get sort of cannibalized in Supreme Court races. We've got another Supreme Court race coming up where we got a guy we've been seeing for a long time in Brad Schimmel teeing off against the more left Susan Crawford. How does it stand for Republican women in the state of Wisconsin? What does this mean locally? All these change, again, the changing dynamics of the MAGA party and what's going on for women in the Democratic Party? How does that look more closer to home for Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I can speak much more to the progressive left side of the
friend.
We are very proud to support Susan Crawford in that race. It is critical to ensure that the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is the reason that we had fair legislative lines drawn, you know, in Wisconsin, right? Was that election of Judge Janet Prusiewicz. And what we're asking for, what we hope, is fair congressional lines as well. And I think that will make a huge difference in Wisconsin to ensure, instead of politicians getting to pick their voters, we want voters getting to pick their politicians, right? That's what fair lines are all about. And so I think the future for women looks bright in Wisconsin, but more on one side of the aisle than the other. And it's yet again needing more more intentionality and more taking a look. And I think it's not shocking that Republicans are seeing some backtracking, because we know which party is going to stand up for women. We know which party is standing up. You know, Maggie, we've talked about this on your show before. Abortion rights is not a partisan issue. The truth is, a majority of people, and a majority of women especially, support abortion rights. And that, unfortunately, women who support abortion rights don't really stay long in the Republican Party as candidates.
It's been a bit of a perplexing few years for me, Christina, watching what can only be described as sort of overt misogyny and overt misogynistic messaging, as well as some of the same kind of racially complicated, would be a generous way to put it, but racist would be a more accurate way to put it, messaging. Hey, the Black folks and the women folks that got all these promises of having your lives made better by the MAGA machine, look around and see if that promise is being fulfilled by whom is being chosen as leadership within that MAGA movement. I don't see Byron Donald getting appointed at anything, you know. So it's this very sort of some cognitive dissonance there. But looking forward for Emily's List and this improvement that we're seeing, at least on the Democratic side of the aisle, who are some of the women that Emily's List has endorsed and that we should be looking for in 2025? You mentioned Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford. Cannot wait to get her first interview with me scheduled. Who else is on your list, Christina?
So we're still pretty early in the cycle in terms of endorsements, but I will tell you, we are very excited about gubernatorial candidates and some down ballot candidates in two of the states that have off year elections, which is Virginia. Virginia elects people every year. They just constantly do elections. But Abigail Spanberger, who we've been proud to stand with, is running for governor. And I think we'll do phenomenal things there. We also have a candidate named Ghazala Hashmi, who's running for lieutenant governor in that state, and Shannon Taylor, who's running for attorney general. In New Jersey, we've got Mikey Sherrill running for governor. And Mikey and Abigail are both, along with I already mentioned Alyssa Slotkin, who's a new governor in in Michigan, and Chrissy Houlihan, a group of sort of national security, national defense women who ran for the House first in 2018 and are now going out and doing great things. That's one of the wonderful things about getting to work at Emily's List and about looking at these women is you start early and you can watch them grow into these, the you know, higher and higher office. And so, but I would say those are two races. If you're looking for races to pay attention to outside of Wisconsin, those governor's races are going to be really important. And I believe, you know, in Virginia, it's the opportunity to elect the first ever woman governor.
That is Abigail Spanberger in Virginia, Mickey Sherrill in New Jersey. Just wanted to be sure we got it right. Of course, Alyssa Slotkin, the new senator, not governor, from Michigan. Want to get that correct. Where can folks find out more about Emily's List, Christina?
Yep, emilyslist.org. It's really simple. We're on, I think we're on all the socials. So you can find us on Instagram and Blue Sky and Twitter and all of those. But our website is constantly updated with the women we're endorsing and other ways to get involved.
And if you are a conservative woman who believes in reproductive freedom, go check Emily's List out as well, because we ain't equal and we ain't free until every single one of us is free to choose our own health care. Folks, that's Christina Reynolds, Senior VP of Communications and Content at Emily's List. Good friend of the show and a friend of yours. She or some other fabulous female from Emily's List joined me every Wednesday at 3 p.m. or Sounds Like Change with Emily's List. What we got coming up next is it's hump day. So it's getting over the hump and Trump. We're going to talk about grabbing and holding our attention spans, staying focused and staying in the present as we try to connect more and create more in 2025. My name's Maggie Dawn, y'all. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're back with getting over the hump and Trump after these brief messages. They said that I was making, I remember like yesterday.